Community speaks out against use of crisis lines, LGBT chat rooms in Santa Ana schools. Parents and community members spoke out against the Santa Ana Unified School District's referring students to the National Suicide Hotline, which they say surveys children about their gender and sexuality without parental consent, and the Trevor Project, a national LGBT organization promoting chat rooms with what some say are controversial topics for young people. During a November 2 Orange County Board of Education meeting, some, including parents, teachers, and members of a group called Gays Against Groomers, asked trustees to investigate the district's use of the hotline and the organization and to remove posters promoting both from school classrooms and hallways. The Trevor Project provides 24-hour access to counselors and other services for LGBT youth and features Trevor Space, an online forum with hundreds of chat rooms on different topics. Some speaking to the trustees brought large signs depicting some of the chat rooms, including those with names like Guilt, Pain, Secrets, Solace, Witchcraft Club, Polyamory Club, Furries United, and Bi Plus and M-Spec Folks. The public needs to be aware of what our children have access to in the guise of inclusivity and diversity, one parent said during public comment. Others expressed concern that the chat rooms might be a hunting ground for sexual predators posing as children online. Brenda Lebsick, a teacher in the district, told trustees she tested the chat rooms and the suicide hotline, posing as a student. On Trevor Space, which is aimed at ages 13 to 24, Lebsick said she signed up for an account by merely entering a false date of birth. As for the suicide hotline, Lebsick said it surveyed her about her gender and sexuality, requiring her to choose from a list of 11 different genders or to write in however she identified if not on the list. It also asks for callers' sexual orientation, whether they are asexual, bisexual or pansexual, gay or lesbian, heterosexual or straight, questioning or unsure, prefer not to answer, or other, write in. Another public speaker suggested that the hotline surveying of children without parental consent violates California's Education Code 51513. No test, questionnaire, survey, or examination containing any questions about the pupil's personal beliefs or practices in sex, family life, morality, and religion, shall be administered to any pupil in kindergarten or grades 1 to 12, inclusive, unless the parent or guardian of the pupil is notified in writing, the code states. Trustee Jorge Valdez, whose district covers Santa Ana, told the Epic Times he was shocked to learn of these materials in schools. Resources and posters promoting the suicide hotline and Trevor Space are often used by teachers and school staff as classroom resources and are not vetted through the County Education Board, Valdez said. The trustee said he is planning to meet with Santa Ana Unified Superintendent Jerry Almendarez about removing the materials from schools. Those concerned about the materials also attended a Santa Ana Unified School Board meeting earlier this month, asking trustees to for an investigation and to remove the posters from campuses. During the meeting, board member John Palacio suggested the board look into the complaints, while other trustees, such as Carolyn Torres and Rigo Rodriguez, criticized the concerns as dehumanizing toward the LGBT community. Almendarez did not respond to a request for comment by press deadline.